So if you hear anything in the background, it's the air fryer cooking some eggs, boiling some eggs in the air fryer. Anyway, who are the ubiquitous they? Who are the ubiquitous they? It's really easy, but when you see it, your whole world changes. Because when you see it everywhere. You see it in career paths, you see it in families, you see it in cities, states, you see it in jobs, you see it in politics, education system, you see it in Democrats and Republicans. I mean, think about every Republican thinks the same. Every Democrat thinks the same, an overarching archetype, you know. Not every little detail, but when people start to break free from the box, whatever political party, ideology, cultism, whatever, when people start to break away from it, they don't realize what's really going on. They've been in a box. And then they'll run to this other box. It's kind of like careers, too. You know, they leave one job and go to the next, same career, and they find out the same stuff's going on at this job as it was over here. Your managers act the same. Your employees act the same. If you start to drive Uber in one city, it's the same stuff going in another city. And the same scams that the riders try to do is the same scam in every city you go in. What's behind it all? The ubiquitous they. And that's the hive mind, the flesh mind, and it's also the archons pulling the strings. The devil can take people captive, right? So let's say the devil assigns about 10 demons to watch you, you know? From they're outside of time, so they knew what you did in your childhood like it's today, you know? What propensities you had in childhood as if it's today. And so they'll send people around you in your little group, whether it's a new job, a new church, a new political, new state, new nation, new whatever. New church. So you step into that new environment thinking things are going to change. But the same script, the same kind of people show up on the scene to try to pull you into an old stronghold pattern. Social media, it doesn't matter if you go to YouTube, Instagram, TikTok, whatever. It's the same. Notice how they all merge. YouTube used to not have shorts until shorts became popular on Instagram or TikTok. Now YouTube has shorts. They all merge together to follow a pattern. You can actually see it in the technology in the cars, the motorcycles, the smartphones. They all start to merge and copy each other. They keyboards. You know, people experimented with the keyboard and they found out the QWERTY keyboards, QWERTY, or whatever they call it, fits your fingers when you're typing the best. Everything merges to its most optimal, you know. And the copycats come along and they copy. They copy what somebody else is doing until somebody invents something better. Then they start copying that. That's why they steal your inventions. That's why when I talk about the ubiquitous they, it's going to become a popular thing. It's going to show up on the scene. This is a trend now. This trend is starting. The ubiquitous they. see if it don't show up somebody else's website. It's like a trend thing. Everybody follows a trend. Investing. That's why if you see a stock start to go up, everybody jumps on the bandwagon, it goes up, and then it crashes, you know. So the ubiquitous they is the hive mind run by the archons who are playing games with your strongholds of the flesh mind, because the flesh mind has a king. The flesh mind has a king, just like the spirit mind has a king. All the members of that kingdom jump on the next fad, because the next fad, everybody's in, they think it's going to make them happy. Instead of doing their own thing, they're all stuck into some kind of high mindset that they think is going to make them happy. It happens. I see it happening every week with, like, the Coliseum will have a concert or something, and the Uber drivers already know that they're going to make some money, you know, because it's the ubiquitous day. And it's not just natural beings, it's spiritual beings. And that's what I'm saying. It's run by the archons. It's run by principalities and powers and rulers of darkness. And this is why you see in the book of Revelation, eventually the whole world will be tied to the hive, and they will all be saying, shut up the two witnesses, shut up the 144,000, kill them. They're all a part of the ubiquitous they, because they don't want to be told the truth. They don't want the revelation that they're sinners. Look, it's right happening right now. Even in your own family, nobody wants to admit, even at your job or even in your neighborhood, nobody wants to admit their sin. If somebody does something wrong to you, say, why are you sinning against me? They're going to get mad. Well, I didn't sin against you. You did this. And if you say, okay, I did that, all right, sorry, you know. But, you know, that doesn't make it right what you're doing. Yeah, but you did this. They can't see themselves in the mirror. You can apologize, but they can't. Because they don't want to be introspective. They don't want to see the program that they're running on is Antichrist. And so the archons have set up these mental strongholds to, and the human does it automatically. They don't want to, just like the ultimate sinner is what? The narcissist who cannot. They created this false self that's not real because they can't stand to look at how sinful they really are, you know? So they can blame everybody else, but they can never say, hey, I'm just as guilty. If somebody's doing something that you have righteous indignation about, that's fine and all. But you have to admit, hey, would you have done the same thing? Have you done the same thing? And have you done worse? Maybe you didn't do the exact same thing. Maybe you've done worse, you know? So these strongholds, and it doesn't matter if they're local, if they're family, if they're neighborhood, if they're citywide, if they're statewide, there's different strongholds in different cities. And people, you know, that's why you say, college was, you know, A&T over here is Aggie Pride, you know, and all these colleges have their little representation, some kind of animal or something. Some kind of animal pride, you know. They're proud of their school, and they try to create some kind of loyalty to that box. And every other box is bad, but our box is the greatest, you know. The companies try to do that, you know. Companies are actually using cult methods to try to keep people there, you know. The cult is real, and it's happening all the time. Churches do it. The different denominations do it. It's like a cult. It's just off the roof, to be honest with you. Kind of scary to know that people are so caught up in that little box. But anyway, what it's doing is revealing that in the tribulation, the whole world, the ecumenical movement, the whole world will be under that same, we are the world, we are the, we're coming together in unity, and this is the whole game. That God uses the division to show you you're an image of yourself, because when you're divided and you're looking at your opponent, you're looking at yourself who made a different choice. So God is using division to birth spiritual creatures, but they're trying to get rid of the division and have unity in the flesh. And so it all ties together to the Machine Man, Doctor Who series, the Machine Man. So God uses the division to birth, to force you to look at yourself so that you get born again. The world uses tries to get rid of division. God uses division so you get rid of it and you become one with God, you know, through Christ, by faith alone and Jesus alone. But the world wants to get rid of division and not have a born-again experience, but have a counterfeit spiritual experience like the New Agers and say, we're all one, we can all live together, but how can two walk together except they be in agreement? And if you say you're a sinner and they say, no, I'm not a sinner, how can those two walk together? If they say you're a sinner and you say, yeah, I'm a sinner, but they are not a sinner, just like the Pentecostals, they can't admit that. But if one says, yeah, I'm a sinner, and the other one says, no, I'm not a sinner, how can two walk together? You're a sinner, you need to be born again. No, I'm not. I was always saved. How can you walk? How can you be married to somebody like that? They never do wrong, but you always do wrong. They always play the victim. They live in delusion. That's why God put Bible verses about he lets man see that he's just like the beast. In the natural, you're just like the beast of the field. The dog, the cat, the wolf, the rabbit, the squirrel. It goes around trying to find some food, and then does number two to get rid of the food, and then it starts over again. I got to have some food. This is why fasting breaks you out of that. If you do some fasting, you actually are breaking that beast mindset. The brute beast, the bear, the lion. You go back to the grave, just like God allows us to see that so that you will seek the spiritual. And hopefully not the New Age spiritual, but if you're seeking the spiritual, in truth, you'll probably find God, you know, if you're serious about it. But if you're just like the beast, you go back to the grave, go back to the earth, then there's more to life than just being a brute beast, you know. There has to be a spiritual aspect to things. So the ubiquitous they are the archons, are the institutions, are the media, is the music, is Hollywood, are the churches, are the corporations, are the flesh creatures, the narcissists, the psychopaths, the sociopaths. The system in itself is the ubiquitous they, run by an unseen force that's carried through the Freemasons, the Jesuits, the Kabbalists, the caliphate, any kind of priesthood of the earth. The devil's got this ubiquitous rule to keep everybody in a box, keep everybody from seeing their sin, try to drown out the Bible and say, oh, you need to read the book of Enoch. Does the book of Enoch call you a sinner? Does the book of Enoch tell you the truth that you're a sinner and you're going to burn? All these things are ubiquitous to keep you from finding God and realizing that you're one in Christ with God. they want you to be divided, but at the same time saying it's unity, which is an oxymoron. How can you have different belief systems and be divided, but also we are the world, we are one, New Age, Age of Aquarius? How can you be divided but claim to be Age of Aquarius? You can't. And so that's why you're going to have an AI machine creature, the Therion, the beast, who can make war with the beast. How's it even possible? Because he's going to be tied to the drones. He's going to be tied to the brains. He's going to be tied. He's going to be Big Brother everywhere, not only outside but inside. So the Big Brother is the beast. And so that's why they cut their head off, because if you start thinking outside of Big Brother, they got to take you out, because he doesn't want to so-called infect the rest of the hive mind. So the Borg. So the ubiquitous they are the archons, are the flesh creatures, are the narcissists, are the corporate system, are the nations, are the education system, the medical system. They don't want you to speak outside the box, or they cut your head off. And so that's what's going on. And so it's everywhere. The word ubiquitous means everywhere. And on Earth, that's what they're trying to bring about, an overarching umbrella of the Age of Aquarius, we are the world, or whatever, that you can't speak outside of the narrative that they, whoever they are, which I've just described, they decided was okay. And this decision to say this is okay. See, they're using those fights, like with Israel and Palestine, they're using all that to force people to, they don't care what the fight is. They use it to force people to lose hope and then join some group and then have some kind of spiritual transformation. But it's not a real born again transformation. And then they say, okay, this is what they always say. They say, well, we have to step into the fifth dimension because the earth is changing to the fifth dimension. And that is true. It will be renovated into a new heaven, new earth. But they're saying it from a demonic side, where no matter what happens, somebody kills somebody, instead of them going to jail, they say, oh, we can put them in, you know what I'm saying. It's just, they are so confused. They're, even though there's division, they try to justify what they're doing. They're doing cognitive dissonance to everybody. And so instead of them running to God and admitting the human is a sinner and God is holy, they don't care about the fights and divisions and the arguments and all, because they put them in cognitive dissonance because they reject God. And so they try to build up man, and they're just as guilty, whether it's Palestine, Israel, whether it's Ukraine, Russia, everybody's just as guilty as the other person. USA, Afghanistan, they're all guilty, but there's some kind of cognitive dissonance, but they can't admit they're just as guilty. So the archons, the magician priest class, they don't care. As long as you have cognitive dissonance, it messes you up, and you try to so yeah, we're all one when they're really not. That's I can't really explain it right now, but that's the best I can do. But I think that explains it. They're wanting to say we are the world, even though everybody has different beliefs. But then they say, oh, your difference is okay. Well, the Bible makes it clear that one with Christ is taking the mind of Christ, not your own ideas, but his ideas. And so they got this cognitive dissonance to say we're all one when we're really not. And so it's a big, fat lie. The devil's a liar. He's always been a liar. And that cognitive dissonance is what keeps people in that, because they don't want to admit they're sinners. They don't want to admit that there's one God, one Savior, one righteous. And the only way to get that righteousness is by faith, Appropriate it by faith. They don't want to admit that because the natural mind can't receive the things of the spirit, right? So if God is calling them and they reject it, they can't understand you because you received it. They don't understand it. Even though they're contradicting themselves, even though they're fighting amongst themselves, they call it unity. Everything they do is confusion because it's not based on one eternal truth of Jesus on the cross or at the cross who raised from the dead. When you go back to the cross, everybody can be in agreement that, hey, I deserve hell. I ran to the cross. Jesus rose from the dead, and I can appropriate that spirit life, that resurrection's life by faith. But they can't admit that, so they claim unity when they're really divided and they really contradict themselves on every end. And so the devil has to show up on the scene to push a button and cause pain if they go contrary to the narrative, you know. That's all it is, to control the narrative and to shut down people from hearing the truth. And so when the devil's trying to destroy the earth, the whole hive will be saying, everything's great, but the devil is trying to destroy the earth, but the whole hive mind saying, no, everything's fine, everything's good. There's no chemtrails. There's no sugar in all your... Sugar's good for you. They're going to lie to themselves because of the cognitive dissonance of the false unity. The ecumenical movement is a lie. There's no unity with different belief systems, different doctrines. There's no unity there. But that's what they're trying to say. Until one of their kids get killed by somebody and they say, that person killed my kid, put them under the execution chair. And they're going to say, well, you were, before that happened, you were on our team that person could be let go, let loose, don't have to go to jail. But then when it happens to them, it's a whole new ball game. And that's the way this whole thing works. It's cognitive dissonance to the hilt, but the ubiquitous they is the whole system right now. It's happening now until you shake the bush and you shake their worldview, then they want to fight and get mad. But when you shake reality that they're living in, that fake reality, they hate you, right? Love everybody, but when you shake their foundation, then they hate you. They'll say love everybody, but when their foundation gets shook with some truth, they hate you and they want to cut your head off. It's happening now, but it's really going to happen in the tribulation. We see it approaching. We see the encroachment of the 666, Mark the Beast, on everybody. It's still happening now, but it just hasn't permeated to where it rules everything. See, that's the battle that you're dealing with, right? Every day that you say, why did this happen? It's that battle. 666 versus 7. The new creature. The new creature sees the truth from the mind of Christ, from God's eyes, through the mind of Christ. We see the truth. They are blinded by their 666 false paradigm. And so as you step out your front door every day, that's what you're dealing with every day. Doesn't matter where you go, that is the ubiquitous battle. That's the Wile E. Coyote versus Roadrunner. That is the sine wave. You even fight it in yourself. It's encoded everywhere. The flesh versus the spirit. 666, the flesh versus the spirit, number 7. And the only reason I threw it number 7 is because it is finished. G, Golgotha, you know, the cross. Number 7 means complete. Points back to the cross. And so that flesh mind versus spirit mind is happening all the time, not only within, but without. And it's the cognitive dissonance that we have to overcome to stay in the truth, you know. And so the only way you're going to do it is stay in the Word, memorize the Word, meditate on the Scripture, and just anytime there's a rebuke, take it as a possibility. It might not be exact rebuke, but take it as a possibility. But that ubiquitous they is the system that's controlled by the devil and his demons, the fallen archons, and these unseen creatures. Ephesians 6, principalities, powers, rulers of darkness. They're always working in cities and businesses to hold this little stronghold in a person's mind, in a person's behavior. to hold this person in that stronghold that they had when they were a child, because time doesn't really exist to the spirit plane. So they can look back at the stronghold you had as a family, childhood, and they try to throw that on you today, you know. And so, hope that helped. I know that's a long talk for such a easy topic, but it's giving you a perspective from many different angles that you can say, okay, so as I'm going about my day, the same game is being played over the eons as in Genesis 3, and the same game will be in the tribulation. It's happening now. Just thankful that we don't have the Therion beast, because the church restrains this AI beast because we're speaking the truth, and they have to be convicted and look in the mirror, and a lot of them run away, a lot of them get saved. But as long as the church is here, we resist that cognitive dissonance by preaching the truth, speaking the truth, telling the truth, revealing the truth. And it forces people to wake up to real reality, which is in God, and not this fake reality that everybody wants to be in, the Borg hive mind. And so the hive mind is happening. It's always been here. Started in Genesis 3. You saw it in Cain. It started with Eve. In Adam, we all die. Eve is a piece cut off from Adam. And so in Adam, we all die. You see it in Cain, and you see it in the lineage of Cain. You see it in just different nations, the Gentile nations, when God pulled Israel out and was teaching them. But you saw the Gentiles still under that same cognitive dissonance, ubiquitous mindset of the flesh and man trying to rule himself. You saw that same game. You see it today. You've seen it in Genesis. You've seen it in Revelation. You've seen it in the future. You've seen it in now. You've seen it in the past. It's the same game playing out all the time. And so whatever your cognitive dissonance is, you got to break it. And you break it through the scripture and renewing the mind.